Tamam, ama mavi yatak da yani. Hani bahen inerken. Evet. Duruyoruz. Rishon ben yukay omer, eter adam kori shpisha parisha vizora, vishad zriya, vikocha vishad zira, vikdash, vishad gisha vizora, vishad harua, horam matan yala. Ela bizman shi yisrael ozi rizona shomako, melachon nasi da yide akhir. Shnema bam vizarin, vira ozom fem. Bizman shi ein yisrael ozi rizona shomako, melachon nasi da yide asman. Shnema vizad deyanecho.
Okay, excellent. Beautifully read, Zvi. So you have a machlokes tanaim. And the question is, lo yamush sefer haTorah zamipicha. So, Zvi, just in your own words, what is Rabbi Yishmael saying about that pasuk, and what is Rabbi Shimon Yochai presumably perceiving in that pasuk?
Rabbi Yishmael is saying that we should make time to do work also, as well, alongside Torah.
Good. And so then what does he do with the pasuk of Lo Yamosh Sefer HaTorah Zem Yipicha, that it shouldn't even leave your mouth? Because if you're going to do work, you know, even I think Rabbi Yishmael would admit that you're not going to be, you know, running the combine tractor and thinking, you know, Shor Shanaga Chasapara. Actually, maybe you would be thinking about the shore and the Naga Chasapara in that situation.
I'm not sure what he does pasuk, why he, how he explains the pasuk.
Huh?
That sounds like do it the best you can.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe all your free time. Right. But it doesn't literally mean that that's the only thing you're going to do, because presumably you'll have to eat a little bit and sleep a little bit and work a little bit. You know, so lo yomush sefer haTorah zem yipicha is that it should, you know, should always be there. But, you know, it has to be balanced with these practical realities. Okay, what about, how does Rabbi Shimon Yochai presumably understand that pasuk?
He says that if you do everything with derech eretz, that you do everything in its proper time, whatever the work that you need to do, then you're not going to have any time to do Torah.
Right. So how would you say that he would understand lo yomush sefer haTorah zem yipicha after all is said and done? Right. Kipshuto. Lo yamush sefer haTorah zem yipicha. Remember I told you about Rishon and Yochai and Yerushalmi, right, saying that we should really have two mouths, you know, because, you know, how can we, you know, satisfy our Torah obligations and also our other obligations? So, all right. So, you know, maybe, Yaakov, maybe we found the chavrusa for Rabbi Nehorai. Right. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Not a bad chavrusa. Get to the Gemara Menachos, they get more complicated, but that's, you know, that's the way it seems right now. Now again, Rabbi Shimon Yochai doesn't like answer all the questions. You know, what's this whole business of Melachta Nasei Sal Yidei Acherim? So, Tzvi, who exactly is going to do the work?
Right. Maybe it'll just get done. Like, you'll be, like, supported and you won't have to, I don't know.
But, like, Tzvi, imagine the following scenario. Imagine, like, you have a math test. Let's just say it were tomorrow. So tonight you go home and your mom peeks into your room. It's Nurse Navi, everybody. And says, don't you have a math test tomorrow? And you say, yeah. You thought about studying. And you say, Bisman shi Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom lachta naseh sal yidei acherim. So she might ask, like, who are the acherim? Like, who's gonna be? Are they actually gonna be sitting in for you on the exam and say, you know, or just, you know, they'll implant the knowledge in your brain? There are a lot of unanswered questions about that. I have to ask Aiden's, you know, Mechila here, because I told him the joke in Chavrusa, but this is like probably in the top five Talmudic jokes of the 20th century, which is one I obviously developed my bekias in Talmudic jokes. But this is a famous joke about the guy who wants to marry a girl, so he has to meet the parents, and he's like a yeshiva bachar. So the father-in-law says, you know, we love you, we think you're charming, it's wonderful, but how do you plan on supporting my daughter exactly? He says, God will provide. God will provide. So the prospective father-in-law says, do you want to elaborate on that a little bit? Do you have any specific, is there a drop-off point where, like, you know, the parachute's coming down, you just have to, maybe I should get there myself, you know. He says, you know, God will provide. So he leaves the room, and as these things go, it's a very realistic joke. So the mother says to the father, no, how'd it go? She likes him too, right? She's excited for a daughter. She's ready to get the dress, say yes to the dress. So she realizes there's, you know, tachlis, certain things that need to happen. So she, no. So you know, the father's got to look at her and say, well, there's good news and bad news here. She says, well, give me the good news first. So he says, well, loves her daughter very much and, you know, really wants to marry her and, you know, he has a plan. She says, so what's the bad news? What could be bad? That's all she wants. Well, he's a little confused. You know, in what sense? He thinks I'm God. So, okay. So this is a... this is always a question. You know, who are these acherim? Right. So you know, when you plug it back into the Gemara, what I mean to say is if Rabbi Yishmael knew who these acherim were, maybe he'd agree. I don't know, maybe he wouldn't agree. But does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai know something that we don't know? I mean, you know, it's a group of people named the acherim that are, you know, they're hanging around. You just need to, like, know which number to call. So that's the big question, right? Who are these acherim? Okay, so this is now maybe the most important part of the Gemara. It requires a lot of focus because you have to see what the Gemara does and what it doesn't do. Okay, go ahead, Svi. Beautiful. Okay, so what does Abaye have to say about this? Abaye, a card-carrying Amora, right? Nobody questions. Mainstream Orthodox rabbinical authority. So what does Abaye say?
He says that, like, people did it according to Rabbi Shmuel, and then, like, it, like, worked and everything got done. And people did it according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and then it didn't get done. It didn't work.
Right. Okay. So, you know, maybe in certain communities they're going to cancel Abaye now, but this is what he said. Abaye didn't actually... Like, what didn't he do? This is very important to notice. Gavi? Right, he said he doesn't paskin. He doesn't say asur mutter, tahor tameh, zakai chayim. He doesn't say that. He just makes an observation. So he says, you know, a lot of people try it both ways. Right? A lot of people listen to Rabbi Shmuel and says that's unreasonable. You know, lo yom b'sefer Torah zem picha, hanig ben minag derech eretz. A lot of people heard Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and they said, I'm going to go find these acherim too. Or maybe they'll find me. But the results were in. And when you look at the results, things worked out a lot better for the Rabbi Shmuel crowd than they did for the Shimon ben Yochai crowd. Doesn't say it's usher. Doesn't say there weren't individuals who were successful. But he says, probably a warranted inference is that most people, I don't know if you're in a room of 25 people, probably a lot of them should probably go in the direction of Rabbi Shmuel for some kind of synthesis of lo yamash sefer Torah zemi picha, try to learn as much as you can, but hanig ben minag derech haaretz, don't, you know, don't disregard the other side of things. All right. So, you know, Abaye and Rava, halacha should be like Rava. So if only we had, Rava in our Gemara, that would make things much better. Oh, wait.
Amalu Rava Rabbanan. B'matuto Naitu Yome Nisan V'yome Tishrei. Lotit Chazo Kamai. Yehli Dolati Tarzu Yimizu Naitu Kula Shaka.
Okay, so it's a great line. B'mtota minaycho says, do me a favor. I don't want you showing up in Nisan and in Tishrei. Don't let me catch you around here in the Beis Medrash. Obviously, Nisan was the planting season and Tishrei was the harvesting season. And you had the whole winter in agrarian society. Okay? Because if you'll think that you're, you know, such a chacham and you're going to, you know, be so from and you're going to be in the Beis Medrash in those months, it's going to happen. You're not going to plant properly. You're not going to harvest properly. And then what's going to be the result?
You're not going to have anything to...
I'm not going to see you in Cheshvan and Kislev and Teves and Shvat and the whole rest of the year. You're going to be scrambling around. So don't do things fakir. Don't be backwards. Do things normally. So you have to work for a few months. So work. Do the work. Do it real. And, you know, then you can learn properly. This is exactly what we were saying in terms of our Mahalik, right? That Kishem Shechayev Adam Lamed Espino Torah, Kachu Chayev Olam Delumdos, that one sustains the other. Saying, I want you to be in the base medrash, and therefore I don't want you to be in the base medrash in Nisan and Tishrei. Because that's when you have to be focused to do your work. Okay, so we have Abaye, we have Rava. And by the way, Rava is saying this to a group of Amaratzim. He's saying this to a group of Yoshve Kranos. Who's he saying this to?
People that probably...
If you just had to choose one word, maybe the word that appears in the Talmud?
The Rabbana.
Yes! Yes, awesome. Okay, so he said it to a group of rabbis. Even the rabbis, excellent. So we have Abaye, we have Rava.
Amar Rava Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eli. Bor E Shaloki Doro, Harishonim, Dora Form. Dora Harishonim, Master Doratan Keva, Machan Arai. So Vazoni Time will be done. Dora Formim, Shasim, Machan Keva, Doratan Arai.
Ah, okay. See, the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli, says, you know, there's been a Yerida Sateros. People don't know what's Ikar and Tafel anymore. They don't know how to properly, you know, prioritize Torah. And the result has been, you know, instead of giving, you know, Torah a pride of place and also making sure to do Malacha, people tried to reverse the thing. And then, you know, the whole system fell apart anyway. Okay. So, again, this Gemara in Brachos is justly celebrated. It's probably the most famous Gemara in Shas on this topic. I think you have to see a lot more, as we've tried to. But what makes this Gemara very provocative in terms of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yochai isn't only the Gemara itself, which is very fascinating, but what's the real story here? Yes? Right, so for sure, the Abaye line is the most important line in the Gemara of Harbeyasu v'Harbeyasu, right? Leaving open the possibility for a miyot, saying it's not really an asur mutar issue, all of those things. But, like, what's the real curveball here, Gavi?
Fully on. You said that you have at least most people.
Right. I mean, after Abaye and Rava, right, for sure. But what's the... I'm just setting up. I'm... Achi?
Sounds like Dindorai Silva's
out. Okay, interesting. Good. Hanik ben Minag Derech Haaretz. But when you, I'm just setting you up for the next Makor. What happens in Menachos? In terms of Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael? Yeah, right? They each, this is what we call the double switcheroo Gemara. Each one switches their Shita, superficially. You have to try to resolve what's going on here, but people saw the Gemara Menachos. Okay, Tzvi, beautifully done. Shimshi, why don't you take over? So the Gemara Menachos Tadi Tes, the subject of Menachos is V'nasatal HaShulchan Lechem HaPanim Lefanai Tamid. I mean, Tamid seems like always. Okay? Okay, so Tamid isn't so Tamid, even if, you know, there's nothing on the table the entire day. So it's Shabbos, and they take the old one off in the morning, the Kohanim eat it, and they put the new one on at night. So that's considered Tamid enough, right? Okay. Ein b'kach klum, mani mikayim lefanai Tamid. Right, okay, so you shouldn't go a whole night without the bread. Tamid in the sense of a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, it's all fine. When I was... After I finished Smichas, I felt like I didn't have enough experience in Shimush and industrial kashrus. So I did like an intensive course with the OU where we went to factories and all kinds of interesting things. It was very memorable for many reasons. So one of the days we went to a particular factory where the mainline factory, 99% of the product that was being produced there was under the hashgacha of the OU. And then there was another hashgacha. I'm obviously not going to say which one, but which presents itself as a more rigorous hashgacha than the OU. It's not, you know, a national company. It's what they call a hamisha hashgacha. Okay, so and I said, so what's the difference? Like, what are they doing that the OU isn't doing? Because 99% of the operations, they're being so mech on the OU anyway. So they said, oh, for a particular part of the process, they have, instead of a mashkiach who's yotzei benichnas, which creates something in halacha called mirsas, that people are afraid if they know that you could come in at any time. So they have a mashkiach tmidis. They have somebody who's there at all times, okay? So that's a higher level of hashgacha, okay? So in theory, that could be true. You have a mashkiach tmidi versus somebody who's yotzei benichnas. So I said, which part of the operation is it? They said, oh, it's this one. So I look around, and it's just me and the guy who I'm talking to. So I said, where's the mashkiach? He goes, oh, well, he's not here right now. So I said, oh, okay. Right? But so I said, I referenced the Gemara Menachos. I said, okay, there are different definitions of Tamid. Right, I guess they could present themselves. Yeah, when we say hashkacha tmidis, we mean, okay. You know, that's just Lashitas Rabbi Yossi. All right, very good. So, you know, Rabbi Yossi says tamid isn't, you know, it could be a little bit morning, a little bit evening. Doesn't have to be at all times. All right. What's that?
Then you lose the mirsas. Because they know you're coming.
Well, I thought the whole thing was a little, you know, they felt they had to, whatever, you know, politics. Okay. Oh, this is the solution. It's not even Shimon Yochai Rabbi Shmuel. Even better, right? Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zem Mipicha. It means, you know, Tamid, that you should always be involved in Talmud Torah. Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zem Mipicha. All you have to do is really a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. Rabbi Yossi is a new shita. Okay. Oh, so Rabbi Shimon Yochai, of all people, the Rabbi Shimon Yochai of Torah Matehe Alaha, right, the great bumper sticker, all of a sudden he says, you know what I think? The mitzvah Talmud Torah, that could be accomplished. Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. That's all you need to do. And you're left wondering, what happened to Rabbi Shimon Yochai? He was the one who said, Torah Matehe Alaha, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha, Zareya B'Shas Zriya, Dash B'Shas Sadisha. Torah Matehei Aleha. Now, and we say, you know, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you know, Mahaya Alecha. Whatever happened to the Rabbi Shimon Yochai, we thought we knew. All of a sudden, he's such a liberal. You know, Kriyash Mashachrus V'Arvis, that's all you have to do. And the rest of the day, you could be trading your stocks and your bonds and say, you know, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a very strange thing. Okay. So now you have a sub-machlokas amoraim about what to do with this tradition of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Maybe we should suppress this. Okay, go ahead, Shimshi. Don't tell the Ami Aretz, because what are they going to do? They're going to say, I'm a proud Am Aretz, and I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah every single day. I go to Shul Shachris, I go to Shul Arvis, I don't learn any other Torah. But that's exactly what I'm, you know, lo yamosh sefer Torah mipicha. He says, don't tell the Ami Aretz, they'll never aspire to more. Right, this is kind of like a psychological point where Rabbi says, no, you want to tell the Ami Aretz. Like, Shimshi, in your estimation, why would you want to tell the Ami Aretz? Exactly, right? That's the way they'll feel like they're in the game. They're, I'm already being Nakai, maybe I could do a little bit more. All right. So that's a sub-machlokas, but nobody, or Shimon Yochai, like, what happened to him? So I would say, yeah, Rabbi Yishmael, this is the guy who says it's fine, Hanig ben Midag Derech Eretz, Zriya, Charisha, Disha, it's all good. And especially if somebody who was Lomid Kol HaTorah Kula, and he wants to take a few college courses in Chachma Yevanis, you know? What could be so bad? So I would say for sure, I'll give him a big heter. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yishmael comes back, and what does he say? So he says, okay, if you could find a time that's not Yom V'Layla, so then you're allowed to do Chachma Yevanis. Otherwise, you have to study Torah all the time. So this is, of course, you know, the You guys know the joke, right? The Ben Hashmashos, okay. It's also from the 20th century, you should know. Right, but the point is so what got into Rabbi Yishmael? And what got into Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? What, they have like an identity crisis? Somewhere between Brachos and Menachos? Okay, so we'll get back to this a little bit later. Okay. So Shimshi, you saw this, I'm quite certain. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yochai, what's your take? What got into both of them? Let's start with Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Let's go in the order of the Gemara. Okay, very good. So I think you're right about Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon would say, you know, Torah Matzehei Allah, that sort of reflects a higher level of aspiration in Torah, but Rabbi Shimon Yochai never sort of defined the minimum shir. Okay, good. I could believe that. So maybe already Rabbi Shimon Yochai is also pointing a little bit in the direction of maybe it depends, you know, who we're dealing with kind of a thing. And, you know, let's be honest, Kriyat Shema Shachar Svarav, this isn't going to lead you to, you know, in a very technical sense, you could be in the midst of Talmud Torah every single day, but that's no way to become a Talmud Chacham. So if you have any interest in becoming a Talmud Chacham, you've got to really commit. And Shimshi, I think you're making a very cogent argument. What about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig ben Minog Derech Eretz, and then what happens? I think there are two, like, very possible solutions here. Okay. Did you want to suggest an alternative as well, or?
That was the first one I thought.
Okay, Gabi, what else? Okay, so there's obviously a chiluk between Chachma Yevanis and, you know, making a parnasa. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel didn't think that one met the bar and the other one, you know, the other one clearly was important. And, you know, parnasa was a greater mechayiv than Chachma Yevanis. Alternatively, if that's not the chiluk, Nachi?
I mean, the person
who's
asking,
yeah.
We saw later on, this story, it's like the story in Tainus, that when there's a special person who has a job meant to do it,
So that's the way I prefer to say it, that it's not really a distinction between Chachma Yevanis. I totally agree with you, Nachi. And, you know, Malacha, I think what he's saying is, nephew, dear nephew, kigon ata, for you, tseu bedau, ksha, shalom min hayom, v'lo min halayla. If you could already learn kol ha-Torah kula, right, you're a special individual. So again, that, Nachi, plays back into what we were talking about before, right? Harbe, right, Ben Dama is not the average person, right? And so we have to be open to maybe thinking about things a little bit differently. And somebody's going to be, you know, Yodea Kol HaTorah Kula, for that person to go and, you know, spend their time doing other things that maybe, you know, they don't need to be doing. And especially given what the alternatives are for that person, you know, Kigonata, he would say, Tseo Bedak. Shah shalom min hayom, velo min halayla. So again, I think this is very important in terms of, like, you know, factoring back in to the discussion we were having about, you know, ani beria, v'chaveri beria, etc. Okay, so let's now transition to the Gemara in Tainus. I at least want to get this in today. So Shimshi, take it away. This is, the Rav used to love quoting this Gemara, Ilfan Rabbi Yochanan. Probably, in my view, the single most important Gemara in Shas in terms of multiple lechatchilas.
Okay.
Okay, so they were in dire straits, right? Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan, they were chavrusa. Right? We understand these are not your average, you know, chavrusa in any yeshiva. These are what they like to call in yeshivos mitsuyanim. Okay, really exemplary, superior talmidim. But, you know, there's only so many times you can skip breakfast, lunch, and dinner before you say, you know, we're just hungry, you know. Okay. So they go. They say, we got to, you know, find a job. So what happens in this story? It's obviously not Gada, but it has a point. So they go underneath the bridge, and Rabbi Yochanan hears that the Malachi Asares are saying that the infrastructure build hadn't been passed yet, so the bridge was pretty weak. And so the Malachim say one to the other, let's, you know,
let's push the bridge over because they're putting aside the Torah for worldly matters.
Exactly. And what did the other one say?
Because they still have one left to do.
Because one of the two, Dekai Malei Shaita, who's going to be, you know, let's put it in the idiomatic term, Gadol HaDor. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Yofa Lo Shama. So Rabbi Yochanan heard this conversation, Yofa didn't hear the conversation. So did you hear that? So Ilfa said no. So Rabbi Yochanan made the following cheshbon. Amar. Okay, so what was the conclusion based on an inference that Rabbi Yochanan made? Right, again, is he being arrogant?
Not strictly. I mean, he's the one that heard that one of them had great potential. So.
Right, exactly. He checked with Ilfa. He thought maybe they were talking about Ilfa. It wasn't like he assumed that they were talking about him. Sofa says that, I didn't hear the conversation. So Rabbi Yochanan figured in that moment that he's supposed to go back to the yeshiva, that Ilfa's probably doing the right thing, but he should probably go back to the yeshiva because this is his destiny, right? It's hard to know what your destiny is. Again, maybe you have to go under, I'm not recommending it, but maybe you have to go under a creaky bridge to figure out what your destiny is. But, okay, so Rabbi Yochanan figures out that he's got to go back. And he's got to, Zosatar Adam Kiyamus Bamal. Oh, well, he's got to be Memes Atzmo Ba Ohalo Shal Torah. He's got to skip breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever it is, because of his destiny in Klal Yisrael. And Ilfa's going to go on. Okay, so you'd think that the end of the story is Rabbi Yochanan becomes the Gadol Ador, and Ilfa is not on every page in the Gemara. So Ilfa becomes, the owner of, Jaguar or something like that, and sends Rabbi Yochanan a check every month. Okay, so that would be like the expected ending of the story. Except that's not the story. Okay, so Shimshi, go ahead. All right, so fascinating thing, right? So Rabbi Yochanan becomes the Rosh Yeshiva, and they say, Ativ Marigaris, Alohava Malach Mar. So they said to Ilfa, you were actually back in the day, those of us who remember, you're actually a little sharper than Rabbi Yochanan. You probably would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. So Ilfa takes this as a very trenchant critique, like he made the wrong choice. That's what these people assumed happened, right? Because, if you could stick it out like Rabbi Yochanan, then you would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. But those of us who know what actually happened understand that's a very superficial perspective, because maybe they were really destined to do different things. So what happens to Ilfa? What does Ilfa show? This is what the Rav used to like to quote. So he climbs up the mast of a ship. So what does he say? Emmanuel, what does he say? Shimshi, go ahead. If you ask me a brisa that I can't resolve based on a Mishnah, meaning I can show you that my sovereign mastery of Kol Torah Kula, ask me any kash from a brisa, right, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yeshaya, and I'll show you in the Mishnah how it's all clarified. Again, he's not saying, you know, you ask me, you know, b'masachta dechala, to go back to our first sugya of the year, that, you know, the simplest halachos in the world, but ask me subtle kashas. I'll answer, you know, based on the Mishnah, and I'll show you that I never stopped my intensity in learning, but I went and, you know, I had my own path. Okay, so go ahead, Shimshi. So they brought in, you know, a bochein. Okay, somebody says, give a shekel for my children for the week. It really should get double the amount. So we say, all right, so he wanted to take care of his kids. He was mishar with a shekel, but we know that he really just wanted to take care of them. So, nosen lamsela. V'im amar, but if he's meduyak in his lashon. If he says, you know, if my son's died, strange thing to say, but I'm thinking about those who are next in line for the Yerusha, if he already is Megala Das in that front, Bein Shamar Tznu, Bein Shamar Al Titnu, Ein Oslam El Shekel, then we know that he's looking to conserve the resources, and he'll give the shekel instead of the sela that really is more appropriate to what their needs are. So he's saying, this is a faher, right? He's saying, who shita is this? Amar Lai, Silfa says, oh! This is Shita of Reb Meir, who always holds. We're dealing with the Shchiv Meira, a person who's about to pass away. Divrei Shchiv Meira, Kichsubin Uchemisurin Damu, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hanbeis. Fine. So, what's the point of Gemara? Ilfa was Sholei B'chol HaTorah Kula. So let's try to unpack the Gemara. What's the Gemara in Tainus saying? Let's start this way. Does every Talmud Chacham have to be Rosh Hashiva? No. Is it the destiny of every Talmud Chacham to be a Rav or a Rosh Hashiva? Absolutely not. The Rav used to like to say about, don't complain. You said, oh, well, I couldn't become a Talmud Chacham because I'd be a doctor, I'd be a lawyer. That was, you know, in his day. Now you'd say, I had to work in finance or, you know, develop artificial intelligence or, you know, be a computer scientist or whatever, you know, the 21st century version is. And the Rav would say, no, look at Ilfa. He found a way. The superficial people thought that Rabbi Yochanan was, it was a Talmud Chacham, and Ilfa had become an Amaretz, that he was an Acher, or whatever, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, during the period of Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, Acherish Hayalib. No! He just, there were different, this Chavrusa wasn't meant to last. Dechika Lumilsa, they each did the right thing. Rabbi Yochanan, the right thing for him, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made him hear the message. The right thing for him was to be the Rosh Hashiva, that's an important job too. The right thing for Ilfa was to inspire the 95% of society that's not going to, 99%, whatever it is, that's not going to be a Rav or a Mechanech, and to show that you could be Sholit B'chol HaTorah Kula. They both had critically important roles to play in Yadus, right? This Chavrusa, look how much more they accomplished by splitting up. It was necessary. The superficiality is on the part of the people who made a conflation between being a Rosh Hashiva and being a Talmud Chacham. Not everybody is meant to be the Rosh Hashiva. There could only be one Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Yochanan was the Haaretz Yon, there could be two. But generally, in YU, there could be 40. But the point is that, the in principle, right, that was Rabbi Yochanan. And in Ilfa, had a different destiny. So this is a very important Gemara. Again, it's an Agada, but you have to try to, you know, to put it, you know, into the framework. So again, is this, when you say Rabbi Yochanan wasn't in accord with the Gemara and Brachos? Hardly. Because what did the Gemara and Brachos say? It's at Harbe. We're talking about the Rabbim. Now, Sariel, to go back to our conversation about Rabbi Nohrai, when he says, Ani, Eini Melamed is Bini Ela Torah. So what I suggested at the time, nobody can prove this dispositively, and we'll see a lot more before we make any conclusions about it, but it could be that Rabbi Nohrai thought that's, you know, he had some exposure to his son, right? And he maybe thought that his son wasn't part of the Rabbim. His son was a Yachid. Sort of like a Rabbi Yochanan type character. Or, maybe to quote from the Gemara Menachos, the way that we understood it, maybe he was like Ben Dama. Maybe he had a certain netia, a certain potential. Right? And I don't, and again, the Gemara in Tainus Kepshuto, who was a little bit sharper? This is another very important point. Hanan, who was a little bit sharper? In the Gemara in Tainus. Ilfa, right? They said Ilfa was a little bit sharper. And people make this mistake all the time also. They think, obviously you have to have a certain aptitude to be the Rosh Yeshiva. But they think, oh, the person who's the best in learning, that's the one for sure who should always continue on. That should become his profession. Not always. There are a lot of different factors. Not everybody who's such a great learner is such a great teacher. Not everybody who's such a great learner is such a great rabbi. They're different skills. I'm not saying learning isn't very, 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 very important on the basis upon which everything else is. But you could have somebody who's absolutely brilliant in learning who's not, doesn't have the right, you know, touch, whether with congregants, with Talmidim, and they should be a very big Talmud Chacham. They could write Sfarim and let them work in an insurance company. Let them work in a steel mill. Let them do whatever they want to do. So again, a lot of it has to do with who you're talking about. Are you talking about Rabbi Yochanan? Are you talking about Anilpa? Are you talking about Ben Dama? Are you talking about the Rabbana? Are you talking about the Rabbim? Are you talking about the Ben Shel Rabbi Norai? And this just keeps on coming up in the sugya. Yeah, Nachi.
Yeah, it seems that the only way to know this, kind of, at least in the sugya, was from Lachim. The only way they found out really who was meant to go, which begs the question of like, is the decision really how...
Exactly right. So that's what I said. You know, maybe facetiously, like maybe you have to go under like a creaky bridge. Like, you know, it's a hard thing to know. Yeah, but we'll come back to that in a second. Ezra.
Why is it only one of them is Kaimalei
Shaita
when they both are clearly...
Kaimalei Shaita means that one of them has to run the yeshiva. So the perspective of the Malachim, that was, you know, a justification. But I'm saying, you know, maybe the Malachim had a certain myopic view. Maybe the truth of the matter is that Ilfa, the Rav, thought that Ilfa had a very important lesson to teach us, you know, about how ambitious people should be in other professions, you know. Okay. So, you know, this is, I think in many, 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 many respects, part of, not just a source, but you have to take a lot of sources and put them together, right? So what you're seeing is like a constellation of sources that's pointing us in a kind of direction that the default should be, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Yikuf Nun Vav, based on the Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey, based on the Gemara Menachos, Tzadi Tes, that the default should be some kind of a combination, even according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the Torah Mateila. It sounds, based on the Gemara Menachos, like he must have been talking about somebody really wants to be a Talmud Chacham, and how many people could really, maybe the mistake was that everybody heard that and said, oh, I'm that person, right? Harbi Asuk, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, V'lo Al Sabiyadan. So we're seeing this, just one second, like a constellation of sources pointing us in the direction that this is not a one-size-fits-all. The default, the Rov Rubam, should be people who strive to follow the Shulchan Aruch, to make a Parnasa. You shouldn't try to be the wealthiest person in the world, really to have a very ambitious career in Limud HaTorah. And there are going to be certain Yechidim, whether it's a Ben Dama, whether it's a Rabbi Yochanan, etc., who will, you know, Torah Samum Nusam. And if you take the Gemara Brachos Yod Zayin seriously, which we do, hopefully, like all Gemaras, we don't think that somebody is better than the other person. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes different kinds of people. Ani Birya v'chavei ribirya. Right? Uvilvat shiachavin libo l'ashamayim. That if everybody takes the Avodas Hashem very seriously in the path that they're on, so we should embrace everybody. The moral of the story is not that Rabbi Yochanan is better than Ilfa, or that Ilfa is better than Rabbi Yochanan. General, let me give you the last word.
If